Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The debate over how to control rising healthcare costs has been simmering on Beacon Hill for months. Now, a coalition of hospitals, universities, and health insurers, and a separate group of private employers are staking out their positions and recommendations on the issue. Though the two groups have overlapping members and goals, there is some discord between the two, highlighting a conflict Massachusetts faces as it tries to control rising costs in one of the state's most important industries. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has our story.
The group of top-level hospital, insurance, and university leaders has been meeting quietly for more than 4 years now. They called in an antitrust lawyer to make sure their plans and even their conversations did not violate federal regulations. This group, whose members are often at odds over how and when to spend money, found some common ground on how to curb rising health care costs.
Which was to improve quality. It's much easier to get the groups to work on quality improvement than it is to sort of work on sort of slashing their own.
Stuart Altman, professor of health policy at the Heller School at Brandeis University, is shepherding this group that calls itself the Eastern Massachusetts Health Initiative. It's announcing three goals: to eliminate hospital-acquired infections in 5 years, to connect electronic health records at all hospitals, and to reduce broad differences in the way Boston-area hospitals treat patients. The group is not saying how much money these approaches will save, but Altman says they will reduce spending.
If you reduce hospital-acquired infections, you will lower costs. If you get a system that talks to each other better and you can lower costs by reducing the need for extra tests and procedures, and of course, variation implies that there are a lot of people that are outliers. So all three of them have within them cost containment.
Separately, while Altman's group was meeting, the state's largest employer groups decided, again quietly, to start their own health care cost control effort. The two groups had overlapping goals as well as members, including some of Boston's major hospitals and health insurers. The Employers Action Coalition on Healthcare, like the Coalition of Hospitals and Insurers, want to reduce widespread variations in patient care. Phyllis Yale, the employer's managing chair, says her group will also try to curb the use of expensive and new treatments until there is proof they are effective.
Let me give you the example of prostate cancer. There are five major ways you can treat it.
Yale says while some treatments are much more expensive than others, there is little difference in the outcome for patients. The employers group will try to make sure patients get that information and...
A second possibility is paying providers an equivalent amount for a procedure that has equivalent value. It doesn't mean that they can't prescribe it. It doesn't mean the patient can't have it. It's just the question is why pay more for something that doesn't create any more value.
Or perhaps, says Yale, patients should have higher copays, the way we do for brand-name drugs, for procedures that are more expensive but not proven to be more effective. Employers who spend billions of dollars on health care in Massachusetts every year would begin telling workers, if you want this surgery or test and there's little evidence it will help, it's going to cost you more. The coalition is launching pilot projects to test its goals. Employers have traditionally been unwilling to get involved in their employees' health care decisions.
But I think that there's a recognition that things have to change, and that's why these folks are at the table.
The Employers Coalition Executive Director Bob Carey.
Yes, it's outside their comfort zone, and it's easier to just keep doing things the way you've been doing them. But there's also a recognition at senior levels of these organizations that cost control has got to be health reform 2.0.
To me, it feels like fiddling while Rome burns.
Nancy Turnbull, an associate dean at the Harvard School of Public Health, says it's encouraging to see employers get involved in the healthcare cost debate. But these efforts won't make a dent in the cost problem.
I would contrast what people are talking about in terms of cost control with the approach we took to covering people. We did not do a few modest pilots to try to expand coverage. We did comprehensive reform. And we need to do exactly the same thing on the cost front.
Massachusetts is in a unique position in the health care cost debate, as these two groups illustrate. On the one hand, the health care industry is producing a product whose costs are not sustainable. On the other hand, that industry is 1/7 of the state's economy and includes many of the largest employers. Again, Stuart Altman.
They are conflicted. Yes, they are. I mean, we are a different community But the irony is that even though I would think it's much tougher here, it's not like we're way behind other communities. For the most part, the employers around the country haven't been that effective.
These two groups are rolling out plans. At the same time, a special commission is pressing for more dramatic changes to curb health care spending, setting the stage for a debate about whether bold or cautious changes are in the state's best interests. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.